That night, she says she couldn't talk to her husband about what happened. And when she woke up the next morning, she was really confused.
I mean, I remember waking up in the bedroom in there and like there was like this huge bruise all over my arm. And I had bruises all over my body. And I literally had no idea like what had happened. And for days, I was trying to put the pieces together.
Over the next few days, details and images of that night started to come back. Events that had originally been blurry or missing came into focus. She remembered being bent over face down and his hands moving under her pants and shirt. 1 week after the attack, she decided to report it to the Sacramento Sheriff's Department. She says deputies came to her house to take the report. 3 days after making that report, she says a new vivid memory popped up. The person she says raped her had a weapon.
And I knew that there was a gun at my neck, at my back. Like, it was just clear. And I wanted to make sure that the authorities knew.
So she called her detective to add that piece of information. But she says the detective was skeptical.
Yeah, I felt like I was just extremely, like, cross-examined on the phone. Like, why didn't you remember a gun? That's, like, a really important thing. And, like, I couldn't explain why I couldn't remember.
Hopper says Annie was having trouble with retrieval. Her brain had recorded and stored the information about the gun, but she wasn't able to remember it right away because her mind had disassociated itself with some parts of the attack. A reminder here. Hopper says stress, including the stress of being interviewed by a detective about the worst experience of your life, can impair recall. He says in order to retrieve certain information, sexual assault victims need the right context. That can be a state of mind, a question from a friend or a detective, seeing something that reminds you about the attack, or another memory that serves as a cue. But there is another important element here. It's actually the way our memories are recorded. He points to research on how our brains take in two types of details, central and peripheral.
Central details that are getting attention and have emotional significance attached to them versus peripheral details that we're not really paying attention to or not attaching much significance to. That differential encoding is greatly amplified in the midst of a stressful or traumatic experience.
The central details, the ones that captured attention and evoked emotions in the moment, those tend to be stored more reliably and for longer. And even if you have that out-of-body experience, your brain is probably still storing some of those central details. So for Annie, the gun was central. It was burned into her brain. She just couldn't access it in the immediate aftermath of the assault. And other details, like what somebody had for dinner, might never come back, or they might come back all scrambled. Those facts probably didn't seem that important at the time, even though they could turn out to be vital to an investigation. Annie was confused about a lot of those little details, like what the perpetrator was wearing.
I remember I just kept saying, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. Or, I mean, I think I might have said, like, I don't know, blue jeans maybe. Like, I just felt like, I almost felt like I had to, like, say something.
Hopper says it's common for survivors who are questioned right after the incident to not be able to remember this sort of thing. But even though the science shows very clearly that this happens to survivors, Hopper says there isn't a widespread understanding of trauma's impact on the brain, especially among law enforcement when it comes to sexual assault.
There's a real danger when investigators are asking people for information that was never encoded or has been lost in the meantime, that they can stress out the victim, leave them feeling misunderstood, incompetent, not wanting to further engage with the investigation, or even worse, they could be creating inconsistencies and basically false pieces of memory.
I had no idea. I've never experienced anything the way like things have come back to me the way that they had with the assault. Like people, I imagine there's so many women or victims, I should say, that truly feel and believe like maybe they're crazy. Or if other people are like, how come you didn't remember that? They go, oh yeah, I guess I should have remembered that. You know, like it's, yeah, I think people just need to be educated, especially victims, when they go through something. Like, they need to feel like the way that things are happening in their mind is like normal for them, I guess, you know?